Go ahead, Mike.
Evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting, the regular scheduled meeting of the Medina Township Board of Trustees to order. It's January 10th, 2019, and the time is 7:03. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. DeMichael's absent.
He's absent.
This time, everybody stand for a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, let's take a moment of silence for our military, both here and abroad, along with our first responders. Thank you.
We can cancel that.
All right, we're going to cancel that executive session for the police contract.
Just to give an update, we're going to go to a mediation session at some point.
Okay.
Once it's done.
So does that get taken off the agenda, or?
Yeah, for now, just think, you know, I'll let you know. I'm sorry, I should have.
No, that's fine. No big deal.
All right, so then we have some approval of then and nows. Do we 20 separate ones?
Yeah.
Okay. This time, I'd like to make a motion for a then and now purchase order. The vendor's going to be North Gateway Tire. The total amount's going to be $52.51.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll just keep them.
Next one's going to be, I'd like to make a motion for a then and now purchase order. The vendor's going to be Wolf Brothers Supply. Total amount's going to be $147.97.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next, then and now, make the motion for a then and now purchase order. Vendor's going to be National Pen Company, LLC. Total amount's $180.96.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion for a then and now purchase order. Vendor's going to be Akron Beacon Journal. Total amount's going to be $375.50.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion for a then and now purchase order. The vendor's going to be Home Depot Credit Services. Total amount's going to be $67.39.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Then I'd like to make a motion for a then and now purchase order. The vendor's going to be Staples Business Advantage. Total amount's $267.08.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Angela, we have two here. Same.
I believe this is from our last meeting, right?
Yes.
Although we should have actually approved that at the last meeting.
Mm, 26th.
Not the same.
You still have to approve the check numbers and the amount.
Oh, I thought we did at the 26th.
We didn't have the check numbers or the amount.
These are both the same sheets. That's what I'm just asking.
What? I'm confused.
Yeah, no.
No, you shouldn't have got the top one.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's the last one.
No. I thought he was talking about payroll.
Okay.
Yeah, accounts payable, that's different. He was only supposed to get the other one. That's all right. It's okay.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. You did good. Anybody got one of these two? I don't know. No big deal. Thanks for doing
it. So we don't have a payroll sheet here?
Payroll's next. Do you want to do payroll or accounts payable?
I don't see
it.
It
doesn't matter.
Payroll's next.
Those don't matter which order you go in.
Yeah, but I don't see the payroll sheet.
Those sheets right there, on the very top right there, under your left hand, those are your two payrolls.
These were the ones I thought you were talking about, ones previous.
I had them mixed up.
Slides.
All right, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Total amount, $42,930.74. With deductions held, $6,387.59, that's for the OPERS, insurance, union dues. And it's gonna be check numbers 24362 to check number 24394.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Hey, Mike, what was the date on that one? Was that the first one or the second?
This one was the date 12/27.
Okay, great. It's the right one.
Okay. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check number 24395 to check number 24429. Total amount, $43,981.94. With $6,903.34 in deductions and withholdings for OPERS, union dues, and healthcare.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Alright, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable. It's gonna be starting from check number 29788, going to check number 29826. Total amount, $199,258.27.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Do you want to just note the big ones on there now, in case there's questions later? I can just tell you, the OTARMA was on there, our insurance, so that was just under $65,000. The radios for the police, finally we got billed for that, so that was about a little over $24,000. The other big one, the HSA deposits for the employees was $78,000 when you added all three banks.
First National Bank.
That was part of the HSA contribution.
Not everyone was the same bank.
Yeah, there's three different banks, Key Bank, First National, PSC, so those are the HSA contributions. So that's why you're seeing such a high number. There you go.
Those are the three banks?
Correct.
Okay. Just incorporate this by document, right, through the number.
No, yeah, you just, the bank rec, what month it is, the date on it, and then just how many pages.
Okay, this time I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the December bank reconciliation. The date's gonna be 12/31/2018.
Second.
And it'll be incorporated by four pages. Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the November department head reports for police, roads, zoning, and fire as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Time I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order. The vendor's going to be Medina County Commissioners. This is for our 2019 annual fee. Total amount's $1,850.
Second.
What is he about?
$1,850.
And just so you know, this is our annual fee for the EPA stormwater. It's the one part of it, and then we'll have it, they'll send us a bill for that other part. One's the educational piece, and one is the, where they actually go out and do the whatever testing.
Okay.
So this is one part of it. I don't know when the other bill will come.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. It's going to be, the vendor's going to be the OTA conference in Columbus. This is going to be a blanket for training. The dates are going to be from January 30th to February 1st, 2019. And this will encompass the three trustees, the fiscal officer, the two administrative assistants, and the road and bridge department.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. The vendor's going to be Morton Salt. Total amount's going to be $72,500, and this is for 13 tons of road salt.
Second.
Discussion.
What's that get us for?
$1,300.
That's the one we got to buy for the year.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Do you have any more?
Nope.
Did you guys sign the one that was attached to this in the back already?
Everything was back there, I signed.
Okay. No. Just because I already, yeah.
Department head comments? Claim?
No.
Danny?
I have nothing.
Chief?
You got nothing.
All right. I guess we're in the old business discussion of Hood Road. Danny, have you heard back from anything in regards to...
I have
still
not.
There.
Still?
No.
Okay.
Nothing from the engineer's office.
Mark, have you heard it?
No, Brian. Second. No, nothing on Hood Road, no.
Okay.
Right on.
You want to do that now, or you want to do it at the end?
Yeah,
you can do it at the end.
All right, we're going to move the executive session to the end after public comments.
Great.
Next, new business, set public hearing date for the zoning text and map amendments. Alice?
Yeah.
It's gone through your board already and all that? So
you didn't have it if it hadn't gone.
Okay, I'm just checking and verify.
Yeah. It's gone through my board. You have to hold a public hearing. And make a decision to either approve or deny or modify.
Okay, it's got to be within 30 days from the date of their letter, which we got. So
okay.
February 21st.
It also has to be
February 21st.
Right.
What did I say it was?
February 21st. I think you're right. Look at February.
No, I think it's February 7th.
Well, it's February, so...
Yeah, 30
yeah.
days, so yeah, it would be the...
yeah. Yep, it's February 7th. I apologize. I figured, did you want to have it February 7th at 6:30 before the regular meeting?
As long as that falls within the time. If we,
is yeah,
that
it is.
Okay.
Yep, right.
We'll do that.
You got something
this time
you
I like to,
for that, right?
No. This time I'd like to make a motion to set the public hearing date for the zoning text amendment and the map amendment for February 7th at 6:30 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
And Kim is going to handle the legal notice.
Okay.
Sue, would you check to see whether or not Kim made the correction that she
I don't know anything about that. She didn't, I have no idea. You may want to call her and ask her, I don't know anything about it. All I know is that she said...
As I knew, she had missed a sentence, which was kind of critical, and we put it back in. So we just want to make sure that that...
Let me call her tomorrow and find out.
That sentence is there. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Next thing on the new business was the amendment to the fire contract. Mark, do you have a chance to read?
I did, and I emailed Mayor Hanwell. He said, hold off, you can read it over, maybe submit it to the prosecutor and let him look it over, but you guys still have to, trying to get it approved from the insurance company.
He wanted a 30-day window for review of the insurance.
Yeah, so we'll just, he wanted to make everyone aware, and it probably wouldn't hurt to at least have it reviewed by the place, so that way if it's signed off, we don't have to wait any longer.
Okay. So can we put this on table for next meeting?
Just so the public knows, this is not a huge change. We had an incident where there was some damage to Station 2, I'm sure everyone's aware of, and because of the way the contract was written, it made it kind of muddy. This would clarify the responsibility and make that process, hopefully it won't happen again, but things happen, and better to be prepared.
Mike, are you sending that to the prosecutor's office?
Yeah, we can, I'll get it.
You're doing it?
Yeah, I'll pass it over to you, and then go from there. That way I know where it's at. Anything before public comment?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I received a letter from a resident about looking for new business in the township. She mentioned a couple, you know, bigger stores that she likes to frequent and she has to drive for. It made me think about that possible JED and, you know, trying to do some stuff with economic growth in the township. I don't know if you had time to reach out to the mayor to set something up before you go down to OTA.
No, I have not.
Maybe just keep it in the back of your mind, I just want to make, you know, sure we're heading that direction, and how we can increase businesses.
Okay.
You wanted it before the OTA? We have one more meeting, could we reach out and ask if you could attend that then?
I would say we're ready for having him attend, but I'd like them to reach out separately and have a conversation and see if it's something that it's even worth pursuing.
At this time, I'd like to open the floor for public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name for the record.
Do you want a motion for that?
Can I make a motion to open the floor for public comment?
Second.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
This time, the floor is open for public comment. Diane?
Have my credit of getting the housing, 4025 Brimson Road. Have my good idea for a trustee send a reminder memo to the county about Hood Road. This has been a long time since we contacted.
As far as their input on it?
Whatever we asked for.
Yeah. Denny, can you comment? I know that we have their estimate back for them to fix it.
I knew Denny's been in contact with them.
Yeah.
What was the estimate?
$110,000, what they were, was estimating to move the road over.
But they were still looking to try to do something more permanent maybe, weren't they?
Yeah.
But we haven't heard back on that, so.
What are they going to do about the bottom part?
Because of its river, when we looked into some of the possibilities, they're really, really expensive. The permanent fix for that would be millions. So we are looking into, you know, buying some years. Who knows, eventually, maybe we can get more property and move it over even more. But the way that river hits, and it was explained to me, rivers ebb and, you know, they move back and forth. Right now, it's coming this way. It could switch and go back, so.
Aren't you considering putting, I never can remember the name, but the basket of large rocks to keep it from eroding?
There's some there now by the bridge.
By the bridge, but not where it's eroding.
Right. I think that was one of the costs or one of the proposals we got as to what the cost was still.
Gibbons, they call it?
Gibbons.
Don't ask me to pronounce it, I'm terrible pronouncing things, but I would think regardless of what you do up top, you're going to have to do something down at the bottom, or it'll just wash it all out eventually.
Well, like I said, the one engineer said it moves, and it's coming our way now, and at least if we could buy some time by, you know, getting some footage up top would be the immediate action. And put some curbing in maybe to keep the water from running, eroding from the top down. So, we're still evaluating, I mean, until we get, this is what we got from the county and the expert engineers.
I can reach out to them tomorrow, if you want to.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt. Thank you. Is that it, Diana?
Yes.
Anyone else? Ray?
Mike, your last trustees meeting, you said all the big rates for the employees for...
Could you give your name and address, Ray, I'm sorry?
Ray Jarrett, Boston Road.
Thank you.
Pay rates for all the employees for 2019.
Okay.
I didn't get the rate for the interim police chief. I don't know if I missed it, or what the rate was.
Yeah.
He's staying at his current rate. We didn't raise his pay for that.
Oh, okay. So does he stay in the union still?
He is active in the union. His instructions, keep things moving, you know, help us get to that next stage, and he's agreed to it, so.
So his pay rate didn't change?
Correct.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
John Bassalone, 4971 Shady Brook One. I was going to ask a question about the interim police chief. What's your search process? How are you looking for a replacement, and how's that coming along?
Oh, with Mark. Yeah, we've had 16 resumes come back. Each of us picked a citizen to help us through the first process, eliminate it down. The number was around 10. It's probably going to be in that range. I just got them back Monday, and I haven't had time to finish going through them. My goal is to have them back. I've also sent out letters to the 16. The 10 that we get it down to will also answer a panel of questions, 5 questions, and include their salary requirements. So that'll go to the trustees to narrow it down to 6, between 3 and 6, being 6 the highest. Those will attend assessment panel given by the Ohio Chiefs. I've already met with Chief Bumgard, who's the lead for that. That'll be on February 2nd. They will evaluate very strictly using stuff that I can't, you know, evaluate. It's police stuff. They'll give them, you know...
It's a standard process throughout the...
I would say standard. I don't think everyone uses it, but it's a very good process, and it'll help us through it. We'll get a report back, and then we'll base our interviews on that assessment, on how many we want. We'll probably bring in, I'm guessing, up to 3 to interview for the Cleveland position.
Cleveland Browns promoted their chief from within. Does it look like...
We had no applicants from within.
Thank you.
Did you say none?
0.
Anything else, John?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Anybody else? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of a public employee or official.
Second.
With...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The 2 trustees that are present today. And Angela, fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
This time we go to executive session at 7:26. This time I'd like to make a motion to come out of executive session where the 2 trustees and the fiscal officer were in attendance at 8:26.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mark, do you have anything more?
I do not.
Celia, have you looked into getting people up on the OTA?
I have a call into Christina, but she didn't call me back, so I'll call her again tomorrow.
All right, it'll be
left her a message.
It'll be Amanda, Yvonne.
Right, and Nick.
Nick, and put Denny on there.
And
too.
I already did that, all 4.
All right.
I told her who would be on it to call me and let me know what to do.
Okay.
And I have not heard from her, so I'll try her again tomorrow.
All right, thank
Jeremy
you.
Jeremy Milford.
Are you serious? Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
And then one more thing. This time I'd like to make a motion to have Amanda Traska bonded the same as the assistant fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stovall?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
I already sent her.
Okay, that's right, I just...
Okay, I thought I just automatically had to do that.
Oh, no, you didn't do that.
No, that's good, it's perfect. I thought...
We didn't know, so we just figured, we had talked about it, and I talked to her, Amanda, about it, and that, so I just wanted to make sure this way.
Yeah, because she'll be handling mine.
Yep.
Well, that's, yeah, so I want to make sure she's...
So...
Did we vote? We just, because you vote, because you made a motion, so...
Second, if I didn't.
Yeah, you did, and I thought we did.
Oh, I called.
Mr. Stovall?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Yeah, you did.
Anything else? Mark, anything?
That's fine.
Angela, nothing?
Nope.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion.
Mike, I have...
Celia?
Oh, my God. Oh, the reporters wanted to know if they could get copies of the text amendment, the text and map amendments prior to the public hearing and that. Are they allowed to have that?
Yeah, it's public record, yeah. Yeah, they can, yes.
Okay.
As long as they come in, fill out the public records request.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike, I got one thing.
All right, Denny.
Celia, did you ask him about the phones there in the back?
Well, he was going to look into what we should do with the phones in the back.
The old ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, other than the two, I think there's two new ones back there. All the rest of them, we can, and we need to get PDs, the ones that they pulled out of PD, put them all together. I think that's something we can put on. I was going to maybe bring that up next meeting. That way, we'll figure out how many we have in that, and then we'll go from there. It might be something we look at putting on GovDeals.
Oh, and you know what? Let's, Celia, the monitor, my monitor that just went bad.
It's broken.
Yeah. Let's get a list of anything of that so that they can motion to get rid of that stuff next meeting. Just because we don't need it all sitting on that back table.
We need to have a records commission meeting for 5 minutes for that list.
Is that ready to go?
Yeah, but I've been waiting because they're bombarded with stuff.
Why don't we schedule that for the first meeting in February then?
Oh, sounds good. Gotcha.
It's just, it's a 5-minute meeting that we just have to do for formalities, but we can do it right at the beginning.
I want to give you the list to read over, but you've got so much going right now. I said, let's keep waiting.
Well, give it to us and by then we'll have it read.
All right, anything else? We're good? This time I'd like to make a motion to end our Medina Township trustee regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stovall?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:30.
Thank you. And sorry about that, I had that.